Man, 2020's been one crazy month. You know what I'm saying? We got no sports, no school, no prom, no church. I mean, at least for me. I mean, I think it's safe to say that we don't even have a spring. Is there anybody out there that shares my pain? Tune in today. It's time to talk.
From the exotic small town of Western Idaho, this is the Corona Cast. Here is your host, J-Ray the Bear.
Whew, you guys are in for a wild one today, especially for all you teens and tweens out there. Previously on the Corona Cast, we talked about the good old US of A and how doomed we all are with COVID-19 in our midst. Now today, we're gonna take a look at the teenage side of things and what the heck is going on, from spring sports to school to Zoom meetings to obesity. All right, probably not obesity. Anyway, let's do it. This is how Corona crashed the party. All right, first of all, I really feel bad for all you seniors out there. It's hard, but
when life gives you lemons.
Alright, I'm sorry, I just had to do that. In fact, that actually gives me an idea. From now on, I'm gonna start doing a meme of the day just for your guys' enjoyment. So today, we got
when life gives you lemons.
Alright, now that that's out of my system. Alright, we gotta be serious now. This year's seniors got their spring thrown away. I just can't help but feel sorry for them, especially all the spring athletes. I mean, track, gone. Baseball and softball, gone. I mean, according to edweek.org, approximately 49.3 million students are being affected by school closure, and that's just in the U.S. And there are only four states left in the U.S. that might open schools in May, and that's just a small chance. Unfortunately, though, Idaho just isn't one of them. The states that do have these chances, though, are Montana, Wyoming, Maryland, and Connecticut. I mean, they'd be living life on the edge, kinda. In my home state of Idaho, though, the state really gave me hope about everything with school and sports and all. I mean, when they started canceling stuff, it was only for about 2 weeks. Like, for sports, they canceled them until April 5th, and then school got canceled. Then they pushed it back till April 20th, then the 27th, then May 4th, until finally, they canceled school for us all together. I mean, that is whack. So dumb. It's just sad. And it's not only me, it's everyone. I'm just scrolling Instagram right now, reading everybody's stuff. I mean, one senior says, "We have put 12 hard years into this." And another says, "This year was different." I mean, I don't know if it's a good different. I'm pretty sure it's a bad different, but it makes me wonder how graduation and the last day of school and stuff is gonna go down. I mean, man, I'm just glad the schools and people are giving them the attention they need. I mean, after sports got canceled for the rest of the school year, there were a whole bunch of schools that participated in an event called Be the Light, where the schools would actually turn on their stadium lights for, I think it was an hour or something, somewhere around there. And that was to acknowledge the graduating class of 2020, as well as the seniors involved in spring sports. I honestly thought this was amazing. It was a great way to bring people together in the community and in the nation, I guess. And the unity that everybody has in these times, it's just phenomenal. I just hope that it won't be long until we find a solution to this issue, because I really don't want it to go on forever, and I'm sure other people think the same way. And anyway, let's hope for a solution, and hope that it comes. And on that happy note, I think it's time to hear from you guys. How long do you think this pandemic will last? I mean, well, yeah, how long do you think it'll last? Any new memes for me in the next episode? If you guys have anything else, go ahead and drop it in the comments. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends, tell the fam, everyone. Wash your hands too. That's important. And until then, be safe, don't die, and enjoy quarantine. J-Ray out.